have a great program in store for you today. You are going to hear from members of the 2018 Detroit Tigers. You're going to hear from our manager, Ron Gardenhire. You're going to hear from our executive vice president of baseball operations and general manager, Al Avila. And it should just be a great, fun afternoon. We so appreciate your support year in and year out. We so appreciate you coming here today. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to the voice, the radio voices of your Detroit Tigers, Mr. Dan Dickerson and Mr. Jim Price.
Thank you, Chris. It really is an honor to host this event. Thanks to the Detroit Economic Club for hosting it every year. I know the challenges were there this year after the original rescheduling of a doubleheader made this a little bit tougher, but 13 years, the streak is still going, Steve was telling me. This is really a great opportunity for our players to get to know some of the fans who pack the ballpark each summer, for fans to get to know the good guys who are on this roster a little up close and personal for at least a few minutes. I'd like to thank all of you, men and women of our local business community, for being here today, as well as students and prospective future business leaders. One quick announcement: when the Tigers leave at the end of today's event, please stay in your seats. You will not want to miss today's raffle items, and yes, you do have to be present to win an Alan Trammell bat with a Hall of Fame inscription, an autographed jersey signed by Michael Fulmer, and as we celebrate that 50th anniversary of the amazing 1968 championship team, we have two limited edition books, each autographed by the author, Al Kaline's Number 6, and Willie Horton's The People's Champion. So be sure to stay in your seats as the players file out today. Jim?
Thank you very much. It's, again, a thrill to be here. We look forward to this every year. I want to mention a couple of things. This team is fun. What you said is so true. You hit the nail right in the head. I'd like to acknowledge some of the special members of our Detroit family here in attendance. First of all, Executive Vice President of Business Operations, Dwayne McLean, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the amazing 68 World Series championship team, and my teammate, Hall of Famer, Al Kaline. Dwayne McLean, Al Kaline. Dwayne. And the man has put it all together, hardworking young man, Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations and General Manager, Al Avila. Al. He had two home runs in Game 5 of the 84 World Series, just a couple of the many memorable moments he gave us as a Tiger. His current role, he's a color analyst with Fox Sports Detroit. Kirk Gibson, Gibby. There he is. It was pleasant to see this young man. He played 3 years here in Detroit from 2011 to 13, played in three American League Championship Series, one World Series. Andy Dirks. Andy, buddy, where are you? Wow. And doing play-by-play in tonight's game, while Mariam Pemba attends his son's wedding, might be Detroit's most versatile broadcaster, Matt Shepard. Matt, Dan.
As many of you know, this season started without some of the expectations that we've been used to looking forward to every single season. But 2 months into this season, I think we can say there is one expectation that has been set. This team is going to compete and battle to the final out of every game. We've already seen four walk-off wins this year. These guys run the bases aggressively, force mistakes on the other team. They play defense the right way. This is a good brand of baseball. Let's take a look at what's already unfolded in this 2018 season.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip. Word upon your lip. Ready that you rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes.
One to left field. That ball is hit deep. It is way gone. And that's a walk-off winner for Dixon Machado.
Cosma has put a charge into this one to deep left field, and it is gone.
Take me to the top. I'm ready. drive right field. That ball is hit well. And it's gone. Nico Goodrum with a two-run shot.
Swing that high fly ball right field. It's deep. Ryan's going back. Nico Goodrum does it again.
And this is driving to left field off of Ben Castellanos. That ball is hit deep. Oh, and that ball is gone.
First pitch to Hicks is squeezed to the right side. Jacoby Jones coming home. Tigers win! Ball to right field off the bat of Martin. This one's deep. Got a chance. Gone! Grand slam home run for Leonis Martin. Swinging hits. High fastball.
Drive ball of right field. It is gone, and Elvis field home run for Miguel Cabrera. Swing and a miss, he struck him out.
Swing the ground ball up the middle. Pass, a diving Romine into center. Tigers beat the Mariners.
I do what it takes.
Hello, I'm Rod Allen, and of course, I get an opportunity to interview our new manager here, Ron Gardenhire, today. But before we do that, how about a really nice Detroit Economic Club welcome for Ron Gardenhire? Please join me in welcoming Ron Gardenhire to Detroit, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How'd I do? I take small bills.
That was, if you meet me, I'll pay you all $5 as we walk out today.
Hey, all kidding aside, what's your first impression of, I know you've come here a bunch as a visiting manager, but what's your first impression of the city of Detroit, managing the Tigers, how comfortable the front office has made you feel in this new transition in your life?
Well, it's been real exciting. You know, you set out for a couple of years after you get whacked. And you start watching baseball on TV, and I did a little special assistant to the general manager over with the Twins, and kind of got hungry again, sitting on the bench in the minor leagues watching these guys play. So did the Arizona Diamondbacks bench coach, and realized I'm not really a good bench coach. I figured I should be managing. Got this opportunity, meeting with Al and this group, and it's been nothing but the best. This is a great organization. We knew that coming in because I'd been on the other side so many times, and the love of the baseball game for the fans of the Detroit Tigers was, believe me, I was called a lot of bad names from the back of that dugout. But I always enjoyed it because they really love the game of baseball. So it's been nothing but a pleasure. This is my wife and I are having a ball.
You know, Chris touched on it, Jim touched on it, Dan also touched on it. How much fun are you having managing this particular ball club right here in 2018?
Well, it's a lot of fun. I mean, honestly, you look back through all the things you've done, and some of the guys you get to manage, I had the opportunity to manage guys like Jim Thome in Minnesota, here Cabrera and Martinez, two guys that absolutely probably got me fired one way or another when I was in Minnesota by killing us. So it's you know, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to get to be on the field with these guys and some of the young studs, you know, Costi and guys like that. Candelaria is coming up. We got a number of them. We got a bunch of them. Boomer, unbelievable. So it's a lot of fun to see developing guys that have been there. And just be a part of it, and not to mention I've a great coaching staff. Some of my guys came with me from the past, but the guys that have been here, Lloyd and Dave and those guys, are unbelievable. And we got Santiago. I brought the little guy back here because he killed me too. So got a great coaching staff, folks.
Hey, to use your own words, you got whacked in Minnesota, you said, and they fired you a few years back. But in between the time that you were in transition to get your next managerial job, how much is your day-to-day operations and what you do as a manager changed from the time you left Minnesota till up and now?
Well, I had to, here in Minnesota, I came up through the organization as a coach, so I pretty much knew everybody, and I know you all heard the story when I got to spring training this year, the buddy. If I don't know their name, I'll just say, hey, buddy, and my guys, of course, they come out with buddy shirts, so you got to take the grief. I got it, you know, and they were right, but I'm learning, and I'm still learning the organization. I'm getting to know everybody and the people around the ballpark. I'm trying to, you know, pick up names, all the things that I knew really easy over there because I'd been there so long, and I'm trying to do that here, and it's a pleasure getting to, you know, meet a lot of different people and say hello, tell them how much you appreciate, you know, all the things they're doing on the outside of the clubhouse.
You know, in your previous opportunity that you had in Minnesota, you brought some coaches over here with you. Talk about the guys that you brought with you from Minnesota and what made you think that these guys would really help you in rebuilding here in Detroit.
Well, you know, Joe Vavra, Steve Little, and Rick Anderson. Who else? That it?
That's it.
That was it? They're teachers. They're all teachers. Steve and Joe were both field coordinators in the minor leagues, so they basically develop young players. Andy, he was my pitching coach all the way through. So we sat and yelled at each other in the dugout for, goodness gracious, a long time, 13 years. Plus, a great story, we played together back in the Mets system. So he was a pitcher and I was an infielder, and he would look around and try not to let him hit it to me at short because he said I would miss the ball, all those things, little daggers thrown at each other. But actually, there was a time when I was sent back to AAA from New York. I told a reporter that one day I'm going to manage in the big leagues and Rick Anderson's going to be my pitching coach. And I still have that clip, and it came true. We both got fired, waxed, released, and we both got back into big leagues coaching. So good teachers.
Who's had the biggest influence in your career as a manager?
There's a lot of people. It starts from way back, guys teaching you to play the game. You know, from my dad, he was always there when I was growing up. But as far as learning the game of baseball, I thought under Tom Kelly in Minnesota, he paid attention to every detail of everything we ever did. And that was his big belief, and I really learned about respecting the game of baseball, watching the whole game, not just where the ball's going, looking, seeing where all the other people are going at the same time. But I think Tom Kelly, probably the biggest influence I had on me, just he really taught me the game. Hard love. He wore me out in the dugout, believe me. He said things to me, and I'd sit down and almost cry. But he taught me to be a big league coach, and then he recommended me to be a big league manager, so he'd probably be the guy.
You know, the team has had to go through an unusual amount of injuries here in the first couple of months of the season. I mean, some big players that you're missing. What do you tell your players on a day-to-day basis just to keep those guys going, keep them motivated, and keep them playing the kind of baseball they've been playing so far this year?
You don't have to say much. These guys are game on. That's the funnest part about coming over here is these guys are really getting after it. They talk to each other. They rip each other. They pat each other on the back. And I like to be a part of it. I get in the middle of it, but you know what? My job is just to make sure they understand it's about 9 innings. We play them all. You got 27 outs, and let's use them all. We get behind, we don't care. We just go out and keep playing. And like I said, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to give you some grief, and we may lose a game by one or two runs or whatever, but they're going to play, and they won't stop until the umpires tell us it's over.
You know, I understand when we leave, Nicholas Castellanos is going to come up here, and he's going to moderate with some players. Do you have any concerns about Nicholas coming up here and moderating with your players?
A lot of concerns about him moderating. You don't. This is PG, right? We'll start off right there, Nick. So let's just leave it there, okay? Let's leave all those stories alone. I know you want to go to, but yeah, he's a good man. He's a lot of fun to be around. Yeah, he's a lot of fun to be around. A great baseball player. He's taken the move to right field and really gotten after it and done what the organization wanted him to do. So, you know what? What better moderator than him? Be careful though. Just be careful.
Well, it's official now. You're officially the manager. You've come to the economic luncheon.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Gardy. Thank you, Rod.
You got it.
And now we turn our attention to the second segment, a rare, special, players-only conversation. You know, we're always looking in this business for the next generation of talented young broadcasters. We think Nick Castellanos just might have a future in this business if this whole baseball thing doesn't work out or when he retires at 41. So we've asked Nick to lead a conversation with some of the players who have made the start to this season so compelling. And if I can have all of you come up to the stage right now, it's my pleasure to introduce the moderator of our coming discussion, right fielder Nicholas Castellanos. Nick is joined by starting pitcher Michael Fulmer, Tigers closer Shane Green, outfielder Jacoby Jones, and directly in front of me, center fielder Leonis Martin. Nick, it's all yours.
Dime Leo.
I'm shocked that they let me do this. I'm going to be honest. I didn't prepare anything, so I'm just going to wing it. And yeah, so what do you guys want to talk about?
Leo suit.
Nice blue suit right there.
I don't know if it's illegal to look too good.
All right, well. Hello, baby Leo. So, all right. Let's talk baseball then, because that's what these people want to hear. So, what do you guys think of our season so far?
Greeny?
Go, Shane.
Okay, I'll start. Season so far, I think it's been good. A lot of people had some pretty bad expectations for us, and I think we've proven some people wrong, but we still got some more people that we need to prove wrong.
Fulmer?
Nailed it.
Leo?
What I'm seeing is being fun so far. You know, like Green say, a lot of people had a lot of bad expectations on this team. We had a young team, but the good thing is we are very hungry, you know. We show up every single day with a great attitude, go out there and play the ball game from the right way, then try to get the win.
What about you, JJ?
Oof. I think they nailed it, but I think we're having a blast. We have fun together. We show up to the ballpark ready to play every single day, and like Gardy said, we're going to play until the game, until the umpires tell us it's over. And we're hungry to win. That's what we're here to do. That's what we want to do. Just have a winning season, win some games, have fun doing it, be electric, and have a lot of energy.
That's good. Those are all great answers.
What's your answer?
What about you?
My answer is we're doing good in the sense that, you know, we're all understanding our role that we have to mature into as we lead this team, you know, moving forward. So that's going to go into my next question. You know, this being a rebuild, right? We're in that rebuild process that we've all heard over 1,000 times since FanFest. What do you guys think is the most important ingredient to have a successful rebuild?
Gardy.
There's three more people on stage, so just hop in. What do you think, Fulmer?
My next? I think Guardian and Rod touched up on it earlier and said about our injuries right now. And, you know, there's a bunch of guys, veteran guys, that lead this team that, have been hurt a little bit, but I think they're all doing better right now. But I think it's the fact that we have younger guys, some more veteran guys, even in the minor leagues that have come up and helped us tremendously right now. And I think that's why we've been playing pretty good right now. There's always somebody that's hungry, that wants to come up and play, that wants to come up and take your spot. It's good friendly competition. It wasn't spring training. You know, I'm very proud to be part of this team, but there's always somebody that wants to come up and take your spot. So when their opportunity arises, you know, they're going to give it everything they have.
Great answer.
That was a fantastic answer.
Leo? You already said everything. What am I supposed to say? Good job, Michael.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so my next question is going to be, so all of us up here have had the privilege to play with some pretty phenomenal baseball players. So I'm going to ask you, which baseball player or teammate have you admired the most, and what characteristic about that teammate have you taken and tried to implement in the growing of yourself?
Am I starting again?
Whoever wants to jump in, man. There's no rules here.
Supposed to be the closer here, guys.
I can. For me, I think Victor Martinez is actually a great role model. He's played a long time. He knows how to do it. He's a winner. So looking at him, he's always locked in from when he gets in the clubhouse. Locked in on hitting, focused on him. I mean, he's a DH. I mean, he's locked in on hitting every single day, every second. He's looking at video, looking at film, talking to the young guys. He's just wanting to win, wanting to be that player every day to help us win. And he's that veteran guy. And you look at him, he goes about his business the right way. And that's why he's done it for a long time. So I can say for me, personally, it would be Victor.
What about you, Leo?
For me, in Texas, when I played in Texas, Michael Young, he was one of the great examples for me as a young player, you know, it was an opportunity for me to, like, stay in the same clubhouse and see what he's doing with the attitude. He show up every single day to the ballpark, the way he teach the young player how to respect the game. And then for me, it was like really, really good example to try to be a leader and try to be an example for the other guys coming behind. I will never, like, every time that I go to Texas that I see him, like, I always appreciate everything he do for me.
That's deep. You know, mine won't be as deep as that, but I'll give a shout out to, you know, all the catchers that have ever caught me, because it's not easy. I know, as we speak for most all the pitchers here, but McCann and Hixie and Grayson, all the balls in the dirt, all the missed spots by 3 feet, all the home runs we give up. You know, their job is hard already. So, you know, for them to kind of hang in there and do their homework, you know, we give most of our credit to the catchers.
I had an opportunity to play with Derek Jeter when I was in New York, and watching that guy do his thing every single day was pretty incredible. I mean, that guy was on a schedule. From the second he got to the ballpark, he did the same exact thing every day. I watched him make a PB&J every day pregame. Most people don't believe that, but he did it every day. So it was really special to watch, you know, him go about his business every single day, even though it was his last hurrah.
Those are pretty great names. So what do you think it is about those people that we've named? So, I mean, you said Victor, you said Michael Young, you know, and you said Jeter, you said all the catchers. But what do you think gave these guys the ability to turn the page and come with a brand new attitude every single day and not let anything snowball?
Confidence. Number two had the most confidence ever, and that's why he was the greatest shortstop ever.
How do you think he developed that confidence? Do you think he had that confidence after he had his success, or do you think the confidence became before his success?
It's a great question. If I had to guess, I'd say before. Maybe he probably scuffled a little bit, but once he proved to himself that he was right, the rest of the world just had to wait and see.
What do you think, Leo?
I remember one thing from Michael Young. He told me one day in dugout, I'm not afraid to hit into a strike. So that's mean, like, he got a lot of confidence in himself. So everybody know how difficult he is to strike. So if he said that to me, that's mean a lot. Like, he got so much confidence, and he still can't believe he can get a hit, put a good swing in the base or whatever. But that's mean he got a lot of confidence.
JJ, you got anything?
I mean, that's the only answer, confidence and believing in yourself. And watching Vic, I mean, he literally doesn't have to have a glove. Like, his job is just to go up there with a bat and hit. He don't have to have a glove. So he believes in himself every day, and that's how he's played this game so long. So,
Who's your player?
Who's my player? I have a lot of players. I mean, I try to take something what I've learned from everybody I've played with, you know, Torrey, Justin, David Price, Miggy, JD Martinez. All of them have phenomenal things that make them great, you know. And I think that, you know, I try to learn from everybody, you know. Even JJ, like, it doesn't matter how much time he has. Like, look at the energy and enthusiasm, like, that he plays with every day. You learn somebody, for me, I try to learn something from everybody all the time, because you never know, you know?
I know
you know. I think that's it, so.
Can we have a hand for all of the players up on stage? Good job, Nick. Nicholas Castellanos, Jacoby Jones, Leonis Martin, Michael Fulmer, and Shane Green, everybody. Good job, moderator. We still have a few minutes left for questions submitted by all of you today. Here to lead that Q&A, the group president for sports and entertainment at Illich Holdings, Mr. Chris Granger.
First of all, how great are our Tigers? I just love our team. Okay, I have a lot of questions here, so we'll go relatively quickly here. But our first one is for Al. Al, the question is, as general manager, you've had to make a lot of tough decisions. Reflecting back, how proud are you of where the organization is today? The core of players now seems primed to develop in the future, not to mention we have a stacked player development system.
Well, first of all, I'm very happy that the guys up there play baseball and they're not in the media, really. But, we're all very happy and proud that we've transformed the organization in areas that the average fan doesn't see. And I know that the decisions and the moves that we've made in the last couple of years have been very tough to take and accept as a fan. Somebody's got to be the face of that, and somebody has to bring change to the organization in order for it to be sustainable for a long, long time and be successful for a long, long time. So really the thing that I'm proudest more about is the team that we've put together in the front office, our analytics department, our scouting department, amateur and pro, our player development department, the added technology and information that we have now, we've really have modified. We've brought the Detroit Tigers up to par, close to the forefront of technology, analytics, every aspect of the game. We ran the club very top-heavy for a while and ignored a lot of important areas where, quite frankly, it would be dangerous for us to keep on going in that manner. So really the main thing for me is the transformation of this organization, which is not in the public eye. It's not the fun thing to watch. And I was telling the students earlier today, sometimes you have to do things that are not popular. Sometimes you're going to have to do things that you're going to get attacked for and criticized. But they're necessary, and you have to take the right steps. And we've built an organization and a staff of people that believe in the process and that are professionals, and they're really going about their business in the right way. And I think it shows in starting off with the coaching staff, because they are the biggest high-profile people. You know, you don't see the guys, you don't hear about the guys in the minor leagues doing their work or the scouts out there in the field putting in the hours. But, you know, it starts here with Gardy. You know, we bring in Chris Bosio. Boz started working with the pitchers the day after I hired him. And it was, you know, I've never seen that before. So the dedication, the hard work, and the acceptance of knowing that we're really a new organization on a new direction. And so right now where we're at, we're very happy, and we have a lot of work to do, but we're on the right track, and I think it shows on the field too. So that's pretty much it.
Great. We'll stay with Gardy next. And stay up here. What do you think has allowed you to be so successful over the years in Minnesota and thus far here in Detroit?
Well, probably mentioned this a little bit before, great coaches. You just mentioned Boz and guys like that are new to me, but, you know, he's very dedicated. Boz is man alive. I mean, you're talking about preparing for each game. He really does that and does that a lot. And I think our pitchers and catchers really appreciate all the help that he brings in along with the rest of the coaches. I think good players overall make you a good manager. You can take players and work with them and make them do things, but honestly, it gets down to, you know, the talent that you have. I was very fortunate in Minnesota when I first took over the job. We had eight or nine guys all came up from AA together, the Torrey Hunter, Jock Jones, and that whole group. And I was a young manager. I knew these guys through the system, so we just ran with it. And the same thing here, I told those guys to play. Just go play. I'm not going to yell at you when you get thrown out at second trying to extend a single to a double. If you're playing the game the right way and respecting it, I can live with it. And that's my same philosophy here, and I think you watch these guys. Although Jonesy scares the living fire out of me sometimes. But it's entertaining to me, and that's, I think baseball should be entertaining. It's a kid's game, and I want our guys to play it like a kid, and I think they do it very, very well.
All right, Michael Fulmer. I don't know where. Perfect. We all admire you for how you handle yourself and go about your business, given how much success you've had. How much importance do you place on attitude?
Sorry, can you repeat? Can you repeat that?
We all love you.
Thank you.
And we admire you for how well you handle yourself and how you go about your business. How much importance do you place on attitude?
Oh, I think it's just, you gotta just be level-headed. You gotta keep yourself humbled. And I think this team does a very good job of that, starting with Guardy. You know, he'll tell you that you're doing a great job. He'll also tell you if you suck. So I think with the catchers, the same thing. You know, like I said earlier, they'll let you know when you throw a good pitch, and they'll let you know when you throw a bad one. Usually you don't get the bad one back. So I think it's just trying to keep a level head. You know, 162 games in a season is a very long season, very grueling on our bodies and stuff. But you just got to kind of get your routine and try to keep it every fifth day for me as a starter and every day for a position player. So I think just giving credit to my teammates for staying level-headed and keeping everybody humble.
All right, I have a good one for James McCann. All right, I don't think this is my wife asking this, but the question is, my wife can't get enough of your twins. What's it like having so much of the Tiger fan base embrace your family and your kids over the last few months?
You know, honestly, it started back in December when we gave birth to the twin boys. They were born 2 months premature. And the outpouring that our family received from, you know, the fan base up here was pretty incredible. And then it just continued into spring training. And then, you know, here my wife can hardly walk through the stands without getting comments and, you know, just the love and support of all the fans. I mean, we've received packages with blankets that have been made for them. And honestly, what it does, it makes Detroit a very even more special place to us and makes it feel like home. So we couldn't be more grateful for all the love.
Okay, the next one's for Miggy, Miguel Cabrera. Oh, here we are, okay. Miggy, you've been with the Tigers for 10 years. How is this team unique compared to others you've been a part of? And how much fun are you having with this team?
A lot. I mean, it's more fun when you play. I'm here right now. It's tough when you're here. You want to be with your teammates, try to go out there in the field and fight the same fight they fight. So, I mean, it's fun to see this guy go out there every night. A lot of people see, they never give up. They always over there and play 100%. And it doesn't matter if we down 10 wrong, 1 wrong, we always want to win. In the past, it was totally different because we're supposed to win. We got a great team. We got a lot of veteran guys. It was more easy. But right now, I see this guy go day by day, they bring you a lot of energy, they bring you a lot of enthusiasm. ¿Cómo te dice? ¿Cómo se dice? I don't know how to say that. Enthusiasm. And you wanna be part. You wanna be part of this thing. Don't say like people is gonna be wrong because they say we're gonna lose a lot of games. You know, feel proud like what we have and feel proud like what we represent, Detroit. Thank you.
For Jacoby Jones. I tell my sons to watch the way you play, how you play with energy, grit, and spirit. Is it totally about instinct and feel for you?
Ooh, yeah, I guess that's how the way I play, that's how I grew up playing. That's probably how I always play. I know, like Guardy said, I probably make their heart rates go up a lot, and I do some crazy things on the base pass, but that's just how I play. I like being aggressive. having a lot of energy, just having a lot of fun when I'm playing, especially on the base pass. So sorry, Guardy, if I make you crazy or something. So sorry. I try to be safe most of the time. So, but other than that, no, I guess it's just instinctive feel, and that's just how I play the game.
Great. Leonis. This question is actually ironic, because whenever someone asks Guardy about what's special about this group of players, he almost always mentions you and your presence in the clubhouse and dugout. How have you enjoyed playing in Detroit thus far?
Like I said before, it's been so much fun. You know, we had a young team, and we got a few veteran guys in the team. But I think what makes this thing special is the coaching staff and the manager we have right now. And then, like, every single day, everybody in this ball club show with so much energy to the ballpark and try to get the win. And this is 162 games. It's a long way to go. We got to be together as a team. We got to be together as a family. And we've been enjoying that so far. And we're going to keep continuing that until the last day. We never know. We got a big chance, man. We got to keep believing and then go out there and try to get it every single game. Every single game. You never know what's going to happen at the end of the year.
Okay, we're going to do one more question. This question is for Matthew Boyd. Who has had the most influence on your career, and who was your favorite baseball player to watch as a kid?
My father had the most influence on my career. He shared the game of baseball with me. He took me to the Kingdom growing up in Seattle, took me to ball games, was my coach all the way till college. So definitely my dad. And the biggest influence, probably Ken Griffey Jr., just being from Seattle, just watching him play every day and being a lefty. I used to think I could be athletic as him, but way off on that. But yeah, probably him.
Perfect. Yep. All right, fellas, thank you guys. Thank you all for coming out today. We appreciate your participation in this great event. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Dan.
One more time, a round of applause for Chris, Guardy, Rod, all of you for your good questions, and all the players. Thank you so much. You've all been great. It's my pleasure to host this every year. We'll turn it back to Steve, but have a great afternoon. We'll see you at the ballpark this summer, everybody.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again to the Detroit Tigers. Have a wonderful, safe Memorial Day weekend. Go Tigers. This meeting's adjourned.